I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. We are live across the country. Hundreds of stations carrying us live across the United States. And for those of you that want to get the show online, you go to aftermath.fm. It's aftermath.fm. And we stream live. Also, talkstreamlive.com streams us live as well. Several links to several radio stations across the country that stream us live. We're grateful that you're here with us tonight, especially this time of year. We say every day is April Fool's, every night is Halloween on Ground Zero. And since we're getting closer to Halloween, there are things that certainly are worthy of talking about. And, it's funny how I would say mythologies, urban legends, and stories seem to apply in contemporary America. This morning, my stepson Liam was all excited about a new video game trailer that dropped today. And it was funny because I woke up around 8:30 this morning and I went back to sleep. And I just happened to wake up as the time he was coming out of his room. He was so excited. He says, "You like horror films, right?" And I go, "Yeah." And so he showed me this trailer for a Call of Duty film. It's a Call of Duty video game. They make trailers like movies, right? And they're really cool. So this Call of Duty is called The Haunting of Verdansk. And so he's showing it to me, and it starts out with this chain room. I remember one time Liam and I were watching Hellraiser together, and he says, "Man, if I ever do a horror movie, I'm just going to insert a chain room just to be funny." And it's true. Every single horror film of the 80s has either a chain room or a room, a boiler room, or something they get caught in, you know. And we were talking about that's kind of a cliche of an 80s horror film. So we see the chains clanking around. And then, you know, you realize that these military guys are being called in to basically take on Leatherface, you know, the Chainsaw Massacre dude. So you're taking on Leatherface and also Jigsaw from the Saw films. I didn't see anybody else, but I just saw Jigsaw and I saw the Leatherface guy from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And a few zombies, of course. Kind of looked like Resident Evil. I don't know if you remember that video game. Resident Evil, where you're shooting zombies. That was a fun game. Remember Resident Evil? That was great. Used to shoot, you know, zombies. It was a big screen. You're shooting zombies. It was really awesome. Anyway, it was kind of like that. And I said to him, "Wow, I see a movie coming out of this." Because, heck, they made a Freddy versus Jason movie, right? Freddy Krueger versus Jason. And that was kind of, you know, it was kind of weird, but the way it was put together, the cinematography was amazing, especially when you're getting the dreams of Freddy Krueger. You get to see what he's dreaming, see what his nightmares are. So I was just saying, this would make a great film. And kind of like, you know, Army of Darkness, where the scary characters from our nightmares become targets for the military. So the military just goes off and hunting like Freddy Krueger, or hunting like, you know, Pinhead or some other scary character from our minds. So I said to him, I said, you know, and wouldn't it be cool? Because he's a big fan of Red Dead Redemption. I don't know if you've seen that video game. But I remember I used to love watching him play it because it was basically a Western where, you know, I was watching him blow up a bridge so he could rip off a train. He was a train robber. And so he had to rig the fuses and everything for the bridge. And then he pushes down on it. The bridge didn't blow up. And he goes, "Damn," he has to go back and figure out what he went wrong. It was just so fun to watch because it was like, you know, he was being pursued by the sheriff and everything because he tried to blow up a bridge. I mean, if you sometimes, you know, sitting with your kids and trying to figure out what they play, it's kind of fun because you get to see why they're playing them. And if you play along with them, that's a cool tool. But so Red Dead Redemption, outlaws and cowboys do basically the same things that your army men would do in Call of Duty, or you would do in Call of Duty. And I said, you know what? Wouldn't it be creepy if cowboys, like in Red Dead Redemption, were like shooting aliens or monsters or zombies in the woods? Maybe like, you know, some strange guy comes to town. says, I'll be staying at the hotel, the saloon. Says, what are you doing there, sir? Says, oh, nothing really. Just having some women over for dinner. Turns out it's Jack the Ripper, you know, that kind of thing. Jack the Ripper shows up at a saloon. Or maybe, you know, Lizzie Borden comes to town, you know, and she's and Liam said, who? I said, Lizzie Borden. Lizzie Borden. He goes, I don't know who Lizzie Borden is. I said, well, I explained. I said, Lizzie Borden is supposed to be this axe murderer who lived in the 1800s. She allegedly killed her parents. I said, she was accused of murdering her father and her mother and was acquitted. So it's literally still an open cold case. I said, it's one of the biggest cold cases in history. I said, it's kind of like the O.J. Simpson thing, right? I said, it's kind of like O.J. Simpson, and he didn't even know what that was either. I'm going, where am I losing here? Casey Anthony. I'm just going down the list of all these times in history where we've seen kind of like the Lizzie Borden thing. And then I said to him, I said, maybe the celebrities who drink adrenochrome. Oh, okay. He knew exactly what that was. So it's all over the internet, you know, this whole thing about, you know, adrenochrome drinking and you know, pedophilia in Hollywood and all that. And, you know, even though Liam is not into conspiracy theories, he knows exactly what that was. And I'm thinking, wow, you know. But I got to thinking to myself, well, you know, how is it that stories like Lizzie Borden or even Jack the Ripper or OJ or Casey Anthony, I'm just going down the list of all these well-known killers or the alleged killers that basically some say they got away with it. Other people say, no, they didn't, that this was justice and everything, but they never bothered to find the killers, right? They never bothered to find them. I mean, Lizzie Borden, I mean, let's go back to Lizzie Borden for the example here. The grotesque telling of the story of Lizzie Borden literally has transformed her from a human being into a spinster that I would say is akin to a madwoman or a witch or something like that. I mean, Lizzie Borden has become a popular culture oddity. And one of my producers, Wes, when we were working on the show today, he said, wow, there's so much about Lizzie Borden. It's a wonder they're not talking about her anymore. And I go, well, I'm going to talk about her tonight because I think that it's important that we talk about her because she's now interchangeable, in my opinion, with real-life killers and fictional killers in the minds of the public due to how the mass media presented her since the 19th century. I got to thinking about Lizzie Borden because, believe it or not, when I first got an Ouija board in my teenage years, I first was exposed to the Ouija board. And when I was playing with the Ouija board, she was one of the entities that claimed she was on the board. So when I was young, I had no idea Lizzie Borden was either. Until after some research, I decided that Ouija boards were creepy, even though I've used them I've used them on the show and in my adult life. There was a time that I wouldn't go near a Ouija board, ever, until I learned how to use one properly. Then I'm not afraid of it anymore. Because I figured, you know, all these people using Ouija boards and basically, you know, getting possessed by the devil and all this other stuff. But Lizzie Borden, believe it or not, was one of the first entities that came to me on a Ouija board. And so when I first heard of Lizzie Borden, it was kind of like, you know, who's Lizzie Borden? She sounds like a witch. Sounds like somebody that would be like a witch, you know, kind of like, was it like Alice Cooper, I guess? Alice Cooper, Lizzie Borden kind of thing. But then after I did the research, I realized who was speaking to me on the Ouija board. And then I felt really uncomfortable. I mean, we all know the story of Lizzie Borden back in 1890, 92. Her parents, Andrew and Abby Borden, were hacked to death in broad daylight in the comfort of their own home. A few weeks later, Lizzie Borden, who was the daughter of Andrew and Abby from his first marriage, was arrested for double homicide. She is the only alleged killer in history to have her own nursery rhyme, I think. Except for Freddy Krueger, but he's fictional, remember? You know, 1, 2, Freddy's looking for you, 3, 4. But this is Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. When she had saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. You know, to be honest, I don't know why, but out of all the years I've been in radio, and after talking with my stepson today, I feel the need to talk about Lizzie Borden. And the very thought of a large axe being used to mark its territory, to make its mark continually into the soft skull of a human being. Think about it. I mean, it's not imagining the blunt striking of the skull or the sound of the metal making contact. It's the horror that I'm sure the small town of Massachusetts experienced in the process. I mean, there was a time that, ironically, Mark Twain called it the Gilded Age. See, we're ready for the Golden Age. This is the Gilded Age, though. Things were changing rapidly because of technology and manufacturing. And it was a time where many people were suspecting that the turn of the century was pushing everyone closer to the apocalypse. I mean, apocalyptic thinking usually happens at the turn of the millennium, right? But it happens at the turn of the century as well. I mean, here we are in the 1890s. New religions were popping up everywhere. A lot of dispensational religions were popping up. So, of course, you know, leading up that moment, you know, to where we're going to hit the 1900s, people are losing their minds, right? And that's probably why the media glommed onto the story of Lizzie Borden. Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mother 40 whacks, and she had saw what she had done. She gave her father 41. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.